The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Did I ever describe to you my discernment to consider the Carmelites? You know, after 12 years as your pastor, you've heard all my stories. But just in case you're just joining us, as you probably can guess, it was a process of calm, rational reflection rather than a passionate, emotional roller coaster ride. I tend to think things through in my head more than hammer things out in my heart. Although both head and heart and the rest of us all play a crucial role in healthy and sane discernment. I thought about being a Carmelite in terms of the working of electricity at its source, kind of like Benjamin Franklin trying to catch a lightning bolt with a kite. Imagine you come home from work one evening and flip the light switch and nothing happens. You check the breaker box, but everything seems normal. What would you do? Most people would call an electrician who would come to examine the problem and resolve it. Now you come home, flip the light switch, and your house fills with golden light. You are happy again, and you invite the electrician over for supper. Very few people care to consider, where does the electricity come from before it reaches my house? Often it originates at a dam in the river where there operates a hydroelectric plant. And anonymous people work at the hydroelectric plant day in and day out, providing essential electricity for hundreds of thousands of customers. They are the cause of our daily life running smoothly, although they never get a pat on the back. They are the modern day kite that catches the lightning and makes its power available to all. This understanding of electricity helps to highlight the difference between diocesan priests and Carmelite friars and nuns. Diocesan priests are like the electrician who come to your rescue when you have a spiritual need. They baptize your baby. They solemnize your marriage. They anoint you in the hospital. They feed you with the bread of angels at Mass. You are happy, and you invite them over to your house for dinner. Diocesan priests deliver the electricity called grace in small packages called the sacraments. But rarely do we wonder, like Benjamin Franklin, where does the electricity of grace originate? Are there spiritual hydroelectric plants that provide grace to countless Christian customers? Well, it's funny you should ask. That is precisely what Carmelite friars and nuns do all day. Rarely recognized, and even less often thanked, they are the kite that catches the lightning, namely Jesus, by hours of contemplative prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. They are not invited over for supper, and that's probably how they prefer it. And that is how I discerned a Carmelite vocation versus a diocesan priesthood. And clearly, I did not want to miss all those delicious dinners. In the gospel today, we witness Jesus doing the double duty of both catching the electricity of grace at its divine source, God the Father, and also delivering its electric effects in teaching and healing. First, we read, Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. Like a Carmelite friar, Jesus worked all night at the hydroelectric plant of God's grace. Later in the gospel, we see how our Lord distributes that grace. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. You can almost picture Jesus with lightning bolts of grace shooting out to touch and heal the sick, like diocesan priests do every day. And by the way, Jesus got invited over to lots of people's homes for dinner. So what is the take-home message for us today? Well, most Christians are not called to be Carmelites or even diocesan priests. Nonetheless, all Christians should seek the electric effects of grace, both through the sacraments and by contemplative prayer. How so? Well, some parishioners arrive early for Mass and spend 15, 30 minutes to an hour in quiet prayer. Other folks stay late after Mass, 30 minutes or an hour. It is so edifying for me to watch people stop by the church to pray throughout the whole day. Just like we charge our phones by frequently plugging them into electricity, so Christians come to Jesus to be recharged throughout the day. The sacraments and contemplation are the power grid of the kingdom of God. Praised be Jesus Christ.